Now, I don't mean to be clever, I don't mean to be snide, but if you're working too hard, you're not using Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. There are a lot of things I could say about the star of our show, but the censor warned me against it. So here's Procter & Gamble's rinsed-out comedian, and the reason Annie got her gun, MGM's favorite clown, Red Skelton.
Come in.
Hiya, Skelton. All set to go?
Yeah.
What are you doing with that shotgun?
Well, you said we're going to shoot a little golf today, didn't you? Well, that starts it all with a nice big wall. I say, it was nice of Dave Roche to get us those guest cards for the California Country Club. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very nice of him. I played golf once, and I was in a bunker so long that a guy came along and paid me off. He thought I was working there. I got a birdie yesterday.
You did?
The second hole, a birdie got me.
Say, what are we going to do at the country club? Can you really play golf?
Huh?
Can you really play golf?
Nope.
Tennis?
Nope.
Well, what are you going to do?
Anyone for tiddlywinks? I shoot a low tiddly, you know.
Oh, let's get going.
Yeah.
At least we can have lunch there.
Oh, I just remembered that the Four Knights are appearing on television. Turn it on, will you? I promised to catch their show. You got a match?
Match?
Now, this is a cheap television set, and I have to help warm it up.
It must be a cheap set. It's got a keyhole for a screen.
Is that why all I ever see is Milton Berle's teeth? Oh, the picture's coming on now.
And now we bring you a speech by a candidate for the office of county small assessor. A man we all know and love. A man for the people, by the people. And does he ever like to buy people? And here he is, on the San Fernando Red.
Thank you, friends. And I do hope you are my friend. I do hope that we will see eye to eye to each other. Before I start my campaign speech, I would like to say a few words. I am not going to sling mud at my opponent because he is a fine man. And his wife is a mighty fine woman. A mighty fine woman. What he sees in that dame he's running around with, I'll never know. Like to go on record here of saying, here and now, these are the facts. Now listen, I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I am not a socialist. Let's see what the boys say I am. I am running on a straight win, place, or show ticket. And I might add, I'm not the first jackass that did the same thing. My program... Wouldn't it be funny if I got elected governor on this speech alone? My program is for the people. I do not believe in paying taxes. I repeat, I do not believe in paying taxes, and I have a prison record to prove it. Now, I would like to talk to you folks over 65. All you younger folks can go freshen up your drinks if you want. Freshen up mine if you care to. I'd like to talk to you. You may say to yourself, why should I vote for honest San Fernando Red? Maybe I should let it go at that. But let me tell you why you should vote for me. I am so tired of standing in an unemployment compensation. But keep in mind one thing. If you're going to the vote, you're going to the polls to vote. And you're going to vote for an honest candidate. A man who is beyond any doubt. A man who is beyond criticism. A man of integrity. A man of straightforwardness. A man. Change your mind and vote for me. Well, I'll see my time's up. I've got a report at the parole board. See you later. Good night. Good night.
Heard a political address by...
Oh, brother, shut that thing off.
Yeah, boy, what a windbag. Hey, switch to another station. See if we can get the four nights.
Stay on this channel. Here are the four nights now to sing.
What kind of a television set?
Get happy. And they're singing it just for you and their agents.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We headed across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy.
Get ready for the judgment day.
Forget your troubles,
come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
The sun is shining,
come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land.
We headed across the river, washed your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy. Chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready.
For some time, we've been telling you how Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. And lately, other washing products have been talking the same way. But lady, though other washing products may talk like Tide, even look like Tide, in your washing machine, they just aren't the same as Tide. There's nothing made like Tide. Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes miracle clean without rinsing. Just wash, wring out, hang up. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too, leaving clothes clean, white, and bright. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily. And say, skipping rinses with Tide saves wear and tear on fabrics, plus time, work, and water. Try it. Remember, Tide is patented. There's nothing like it. Yes, with or without rinsing, Tide does a better wash day job than any soap on earth. For more convenience, more economy, fewer shopping trips, yet Tide in the new giant economy size package.
Tide in. Dirt out. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Oh, boy, what a great day for us.
Hey, watch where you're going!
Hey, did you see that guy?
Yeah, what a jerk.
Yeah, imagine walking on the sidewalk where we can't get him. I tell you, those Shriners out here for the convention have no sporting blood whatsoever.
Say, we ought to be getting to the country club any minute now.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh, boy, it sure is a nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Redlick, out for that stop signal.
Oop. Yep. Well, that's a long enough pause for that thing. Oh, look, there's a wedding procession going into the church.
Yeah, there's the bride and groom.
And her father. How about that? A white shotgun for weddings.
Hey, there's a hitchhiker up ahead.
Now, let's stop and give her a lift, huh? Well, how about it, old Polly the panhandler?
Howdy, gents.
Hi, Polly.
I've been standing here for an hour now, and you're the first bite I've had.
Oh, nobody else stopped for you, huh?
Yeah, garbage truck. They refused to pick me up, said I'd give the truck a bad name.
I bet you were insulted, huh?
Well, not like I was insulted last summer. Last summer I was laying on the beach taking a sunbath, and all the men kept staring at me. They just couldn't keep their eyes off me.
Why were you insulted? You should have been flattered.
Well, I was, until a couple of lifeguards came over and said, "Oh, look, another dead whale's been washed up on the beach."
Well, don't feel too badly, blubber girl.
Oh, now you men are all alike.
Good.
Well, ain't the flies terrible today? I think I've got a few new ones on me.
You always have trouble with flies, Polly?
Yeah, if this fur coat I'm wearing. The hot weather always makes it fume a little. I guess I'll have to bury it again this summer.
Yeah, I wish you'd do it quick. That fur coat's making my eyes water. First, I thought somebody was barbecuing an old catcher's mitt.
Say, you wouldn't happen to have a bucket of beer on you, would you? I'd like to soak my feet.
Well, tell me something. How come you're hitchhiking? Why didn't you take the bus?
Well, the people on the bus are so rude. Yesterday, a man sat down next to me so hard he nearly sprained my wrist. Oh. It was in his hip pocket at the time. Say, you don't happen to have some old milk bottle bottoms? I gotta fix my bifocals.
What's wrong with your glasses?
Well, I've been watching television too much, and the lenses are all bloodshot.
Why don't you get another pair?
Well, I asked my optometrist to give me a pair on credit, but...
No dice, huh?
Oh, yeah, I got a pair of dice. Want to roll me for five?
Yeah, that's awesome.
We'd give you a ride, Polly, but we're turning here to the country
club. Yeah, we're turning.
Oh, well, never mind, fellas. Looks like I'm going to get a better offer. I just can't resist a man in uniform. So long, yes.
Boy, this country club is sure a big place, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're sure particular about the way you act around here. Look at all those signs. Look at this one. Don't walk on the grass. Here's one that says, don't walk on the walk. Here's another one that says, don't pick the petunias.
Yeah, there's a sign that just says, don't.
I wonder what they feel about breathing. Huh? Hey, look at the people playing golf. Hey, there's a guy ready to tee off now.
Four.
One word and you can't even say that. How do you like that? One word in the whole square. There's a scale actor if I ever saw one. You want to yell again? Well, hey, look at that ball travel. Did you see where it went, Rod? Rod, I asked you, did you see where the ball went? Spit it out of your mouth and answer me, will you? Well,
I hope he doesn't have to play it out of my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, here we are at the front of the clubhouse. Now, act very dignified. Pretend I don't know you.
Just a minute there. Where do you two untouchables think you're going?
Now, don't get your carnation in an uproar. We got passports for you.
Are you members of this club? You don't smell like members.
Well, maybe that's because we're masqueraded as a couple of air wigs. Now, here's our guest card.
What's your English porthole on that?
That's a monocle to you.
Why, you're Red Skelton.
That's me.
And you're Rod O'Connor.
I am. I mean, yes, I am.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to see you.
You are?
Yes, when I called for a plumber, I didn't expect you so soon. Now hurry and fix that leak in the lily pond. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Now look, we're friends of David Rose.
You mean the Dave Rose?
No, them Dave Rose. You know, the trial-size Toscanini.
Well, I guess I'll have to let you in.
Uh-oh.
But mind you, I'll stand for no tomfoolery. No tomfoolery.
Oh, go stamp your foot.
This door leads to the swimming pool. Let's go take a look at it.
No, I don't feel like taking a dip. I wonder where the wading pool is.
Hey, Red, look who the lifeguard is, Willie Lump Lump.
Oh.
I'm going over and talk to him.
Go ahead. I'm
going to
take off my shoes and socks and sunbathe my feet.
Hey, Willie, are you really a lifeguard?
Oh, what do you feel like to know?
Tell me something. How long have you worked here?
6 months. All I know is that last week I went down to collect my unemployment check, see? Mm-hmm. And when I wasn't looking, somebody chloroformed me just to get my spot in the line, you see? And when I came to, I had a job. I'm telling you, boy, they're getting you to work a pretty sneaky way these days. I don't know who the guy was that did it, but believe me, I will get him if it's all right in my day.
You know, you sure look silly sitting up there with water wings
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I had a heavy dew this morning, and I almost drowned. You know, I got to take these water wings off. There's a seagull flying around here that thinks I'm one of his babies, and all morning long he's been stuffing worms down my throat.
Tell me, have you saved many swimmers?
Well, wait till I find it here, I'll tell you. I was busy this morning. My mother-in-law was here, and she can't swim, you know.
She can't?
No. She thinks she could swim with them web feet of hers, but anyway, they had to pull her out of the pool 5 times. They had to pull her out 5 times.
They had to pull her out? Why didn't you pull her out?
I was busy pushing her in. First time I had fun with the old girl in ages, you know.
Well, you realize, of course, she will get you if it's the last thing she does.
You realize we're going to miss you around here next week, boy. Shouldn't talk like that to me. I'm a sick man, a very sick man. I had no blood.
What do you mean? Everybody has blood.
Not me. My parents couldn't afford it.
Well, if you don't have blood, how do you stay alive?
I fake it.
You must have blood. When you cut yourself, what comes out?
An IOU from the blood bank.
Help! Lifeguard!
Huh?
Well, you seem like you're doing all right.
No, that woman's in trouble there in the pool.
Yeah? Well, I'll stay where I'll fit to.
What are you doing?
Draining the pool. I can't swim.
Hey, O'Connor.
Yeah?
Come over to the clubhouse. Dave Rose and his orchestra are rehearsing for the dance tonight, and Wally Wishler is going to play Wally Byron's new tune. And at the same time, he's going to put nail enamel on his fingers. He's going to play the ever-loving rag.
We'll be right back.
Tide will get your clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Now, that's quite a statement, and it's the kind of statement other washing products are making, too. But, lady, though other washing products may talk like Tide, even look like Tide, in your washing machine, they just aren't the same as Tide. There's nothing made like Tide. Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes miracle clean without rinsing. Just wash, wring out, hang up. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Your wringer takes out both water and dirt. Tide leaves your clothes bright, white, clean. They dry soft and sweet smelling. They iron easily. Something else, using Tide and skipping rinses saves wear and tear on fabrics. Saves you time, work, and water. Try it. Remember, there's only one Tide. It's patented. Yes, with or without rinsing, Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Say, you know, I didn't know John Holbrook was a member of our club. I bet he's on the rinse-out committee.
I think I'll play a little golf, Red. I'm going down to the locker room and try and rinse some clubs.
Yeah, I'll go out with you. You know what would be... If we...
cut it out!
Anything I hate to sound, man, who'll add with?
Well, I'm going outside.
Okay, I'll see you.
I think I'll go watch the golfers for a while. Oh, there's Junior and his mother at the first tee.
Now, Junior, stand back while Mother tees off.
Okay.
Your father insisted that I learn to play golf, and I'm going to do it.
Well, he probably got tired of you teeing off on him, huh? Say, how did the brawl you and Pop have last night turn out? How did that turn out?
Well, your father and I didn't have a brawl.
Oh, come now, kiddo. Don't tell me he got them black eyes just from kissing you goodnight.
Junior, you were in bed asleep when your father got home last night. You don't know anything that happened.
I got news for you, kiddo. I was not asleep. The Sandman sure changed me last night. I woke up at 12 o'clock and I heard Pop come home D-O-A.
D-O-A?
Drunk on delivery.
On arrival.
Junior, your father had not been drinking.
Oh, no, then how come when you asked to smell his breath, he blew it on you and your red hair turned to its natural color?
No, all right, Dimples.
Dimples?
Now, you just keep quiet while I tee off. Okay. Edna said if you said that once again, I could pull your toupee off right in front of all
no,
these people.
No. Oh, no.
Now, I've got to remember what your father told me.
What's that?
Now, here, feet... spread apart.
Well, you're always like that, ain't you?
Firm grip on the club.
So?
Get down. All right, now I swing the club. Perfect form.
You forgot one thing.
What?
The ball. I'm holding it in my hand.
Junior, give me that ball.
Okay. Well, wait till I let go of it.
Did you fall down and
yes,
hurt yourself?
I hurt myself.
That's a good boy.
Junior and Lorraine. Hello.
Shut up. Why don't you get lost in the rough someplace, lard hips?
Junior, why can't you say something nice about me?
Because I insult them the way I see them.
Just ignore him, Rod. I wish the stork had.
Yeah. Well, she sure got it in for that stork, boy. He'll never live me down, believe me.
Isn't it a beautiful day, Lorraine?
Yes, isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes, it certainly is.
It certainly is. Isn't it invigorating? Just stand there and fill your lungs with smog.
Just ignore him, Rod.
Yeah, just ignore him.
You know, I'm having a difficult time learning how to play golf.
Well, maybe I can give you a few pointers.
We're not going hunting. We don't need pointers.
I'll show you the way I hit the ball. See, I'm considered quite a good golfer. I shoot in the low 80s.
Yeah, you shoot a lot of bull, too, don't you?
Just ignore him. Junior, put the ball on the tee for Rod.
Oh, boy, I've been waiting for an opportunity like this, boy. I'm going to stick this tack in this ball with a rubber band on the ball, and then I tie the other ball, the end to his club here, and the result should prove quite interesting, you know.
Okay, all ready. Go ahead, swing.
All right, now watch this, Lorraine.
Look out, Rod. The ball's coming back. Somebody tied the ball to a rubber band. Junior!
Just ignore me, Mommy. Just ignore me. Boy, look at that lump between his eyes. He looked like he got a double-decker nose. Look at that.
What am I going to do with a child to make him behave?
Well, you could always have him stuffed and put over the mantle.
Yes. Hey, you know where I was just a minute ago? I was in the clubhouse, and I saw a deer head over the fireplace.
You did?
It's amazing. That's amazing.
What?
Well, you, can you realize how fast that animal had to be running to come through the wall like that? They're so much better when they're not there, you know. Oh, boy. Hey, can I hit the ball once?
Oh, all right. Just once.
Okay, watch me hit that ball. I'm going to knock it a mile.
Now, Junior, look out. Don't aim at the clubhouse.
It's too late, you know.
Oh, no.
Boy, don't stand there with your mouth open. Mark on me scorecard. One window. Will you? Shall we try for two? That's
you
what
did you
call a hole in one, boy. That's a real hole in one.
Oh, Junior, just wait till I get my hands on you.
You never take me alive.
Come on, Rod, let's catch him. Run, Rod, run.
Well, I'm running as fast as my girdle will allow me.
Huh?
I think he's hiding somewhere in these high weeds. Junior, are you in there?
You think I'm going to snitch on myself? You're nuts.
We're coming in after you, Junior.
Now, remember, you're dealing with a Hopalong Cassidy fan. Boy, watch your step, kiddo.
Here he is, Lorraine.
No!
No! I caught you!
Well, we all have to go sooner or later, you know.
Junior, what are you hiding behind your back?
Just a sign I picked up as we started in the weeds here.
Oh, a sign? Well, let's see it.
There it
is. Oh, it just says poison ivy. Poison ivy!
Yeah, look like we're all going to start from scratch, don't we?
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. Thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out. T-I-D-E, Tide.
What should you don't do?
Don't just wash your hair.
What should you do?
Condition it with Dreen shampoo.
Yes, new Dreen does more than just wash your hair. It conditions as it cleans, conditions your hair to a lovely, natural softness and sheen. So if you've been using old-fashioned shampoos that just wash your hair...
What should you do?
Condition your hair with Dreen shampoo.
New Dreen, the only shampoo to bring you this wonderful conditioning action.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. The American economic system has brought greater material means for happiness to more people than any other the world has known. Let us cherish it and defend it against attack. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.